Okay, so friends, today we are reading from the 5-minute Marvel Avengers stories. We have the third story in the book today, which is called No I in Team. And it was written by Nancy Lampert, and it's illustrated by Andrea DeVicio, Rachel Rosenberg, and Peter Pantazzi. And it's read by Mommy. And what's your name?
Ash Ketchum from Pokemon.
Ash Ketchum from Pokemon. It's good to know we've got someone here who's a hero. Shall we read about some more heroes? What do you say? It'll be a hero festival. Okay, here we go. No I in team. Clint Barton and Natasha Romanoff, better known to the world as Hawkeye and Black Widow, practiced together every morning. One day they decided to train in the park. The two old friends playfully ran through their exercises trying to outdo each other.
Natasha, want to make training a little more interesting today?
Hawkeye asked. What do you mean? Said Black Widow.
I bet you a big breakfast that can hit that target from 100 yards.
Please, Natasha snorted. You could do that in your sleep. Do it with more than one arrow, and I'll be impressed.
Okay. How about 3 at once?
Said Clint. Black Widow grinned. This I have to see. She rubbed her stomach. I can't wait for breakfast. Hawkeye loaded 3 arrows into his bow. He pulled back on the bowstring, then shot all 3 towards the target at once. Each arrow hit the bullseye.
Think you can top that, Natasha?
He smirked. I can do it with my eyes shut. Black Widow closed her eyes and shot 2 bolts from her Widow's Bite gauntlets. Both shots hit the target in the tiny space between Hawkeye's 3 arrows.
Well, okay then, Hawkeye said with a laugh. I guess hitting targets is one thing, but who do you think is better at stopping actual bad guys?
Me, definitely, Natasha said.
I'm not so sure.
Natasha smiled. You think you're the best?
Let's find out. Why don't we split up today and see who can stop the most bad guys?
You're on. What do I win? Black Widow asked.
If you win, you mean,
Hawkeye said.
The winner gets the honor of being the best agent ever.
Black Widow seemed doubtful.
And breakfast for a week.
Hawkeye added. Deal, said Black Widow. Hawkeye extended his hand to shake on it, but Black Widow was already off. She's hightailing it out of there, huh? Okay. Hawkeye looked around. There'd been some rumors about strange lights deep in the woods. He decided to check it out. As he crept through the forest, he heard the buzzing and whirring of machines. Hawkeye slipped behind a large tree trunk and peeked around the side. He saw a squad of robots patrolling the edge of the woods, clearing a path towards the city with their lasers.
Huh, Hawkeye thought. What kind of robot does landscaping?
Hawkeye leapt up into a nearby stump and drew an arrow.
Hey, bug bots, what you doing?
The robots stopped and turned to face Hawkeye.
Hello?
He said. The robots all began firing at Hawkeye with their lasers.
He dove down and took cover. Was it something I said?
The blasts continued to hit the area around him. In rapid succession, he snapped 1 arrow after another at the robots. Do you know what that means, in rapid succession? Okay, so do you know what rapid means?
Mm-mm.
rapidly, quickly. Rapid means quick. So in quick succession, succession means one after another, in a row, in a line, right? Mm-hmm. So right after another. So he's shooting off very quickly, arrow after arrow after arrow after arrow, okay? Soon, there was only a pile of smoking metal rubble and sparking wires in the field. Hawkeye called Black Widow on his wrist communicator. I'm up to 10, Natasha. Are you sure you don't want to just quit? I never quit, Natasha whispered. But I have to call you back, Clint. I'm in the middle of something. Whoa. Black Widow knocked out some evil blue alien warriors. Then she looked down at the shadowy alley below. She saw a swarm of them advancing towards the city's harbor. After taking a few steps, Black Widow leapt off the roof into the mass of creatures below. Sorry to drop in unannounced, she said. The warriors immediately surrounded her, but Black Widow didn't flinch. She moved in a blur, kicking, punching, and blasting the warriors out of her way until the alley was clear. Her wrist communication rang just as the last warrior standing charged her. Hang on, Clint. It's going to take me a while to count up these guys, she said before sweeping the warrior's leg and dropping him to the ground in two quick but powerful moves. So, in case you didn't understand what that means, if she's sweeping the warrior's leg, that doesn't mean that she has a broom and she's dusting. No, that means that she is using her leg and kicking it underneath his leg to like a broom would sweep dirt, right? Swinging it underneath his leg so that he falls down. Because if you were here, friends, you would get to see. Philip is going to show us. Sweep the leg. Hiya! Well done. Yeah. There you go. That's it.
I was sweeping someone else's leg.
You were? It is because she is a martial artist. And she is a master black belt. Let's see.
Natasha! Clint!
Black Widow looked down at her wrist. Nick Fury was on the comm screen.
We don't have time for games,
Fury said.
We're getting reports of a multi-point alien invasion of the city. I just cleared a squad of robots in the forest, said Hawkeye.
Black Widow nodded. I just intercepted a troop of warriors in the warehouse district.
So it's already begun, Fury said. The communications are down. You need to get to S.H.I.E.L.D.'s heliport as soon as possible.
On Black Widow's motorcycle, she and Hawkeye scouted the downtown dockyards. Everything looked normal at first, but then the dock workers began to attack. They were guards in disguise. The men charged toward Hawkeye and Black Widow.
I'll drive, Black Widow shouted. You clear a path.
Black Widow leaned forward and accelerated. As they drove through the cluster of guards, Hawkeye fired at the bad guys from the back of the bike. They saw a heavily guarded warehouse ahead.
Looks like they've infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D.'s heliport, Black Widow said.
She skidded the bike to a halt. Then she and Hawkeye fought off the guards as they made their way to the door.
Whatever they're hiding must be important,
Hawkeye said as he fired arrows three at a time into the throng. Ooh, throng. That's a big word. Do you understand what it means?
Mm-mm.
It's a mass of things, a mass of people typically. Okay, like a crowd.
Which means we need to find out what it is.
Black Widow knocked two brutes out of the way with
a house is a bonk.
What?
A house is one of the biggest big human. It's something big. He should be firing arrows through a house.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, because you think a throng means just something big, it doesn't. It actually means a specific group of things. It's not just something big. So a house would not be a throng unless you have a whole bunch of houses all together. And then I guess you could call it a throng of houses. But typically a throng refers to like people, like a crowd. It's not just something big. It's something that is a large amount of some things.
Let's keep going and start.
Deal. Okay. Black Widow knocked two brutes out of the way with an expert roundhouse kick. And stop it! Hawkeye finished for her. Together, the agents took down the guards one by one. Suddenly, they heard a loud noise. Natasha, the door! Hawkeye pointed to a large loading dock where a heavy steel gate was lowering. That was where they needed to go. Quick, get in and I'll disable the alarms, he said. Black Widow nodded and dove under the closing gate while Hawkeye took out the alarm box with one precise shot. Black Widow opened the door again for Hawkeye. Once inside, they crept down a long hall that led to a large door. Clint pointed towards the door, then held up two fingers, letting Natasha know there were two guards there. Natasha nodded and suddenly leapt out into the middle of the hall. She blasted both guards at once.
You could have left one for me,
Hawkeye grumbled as he knelt down to hack the security pad. Just then, Nick Fury called in for an update.
Cap, Thor, and Iron Man are fighting aliens on the bridges and tunnels to keep them from spreading into the tri-state area. You guys are in charge of shutting down the source. Got it, agents?
Got it! Hawkeye and Black Widow replied. The door slid open to reveal a courtyard, and Hawkeye and Black Widow both inhaled sharply.
Hundreds of green brutes charged towards them.
So, are we still keeping a tally? Black Widow yelled as she began to blast through the Legion.
Clint counted off each arrow strike with his smile.
22, 23, 24.
After the invasion had been thwarted, Clint and Natasha returned to S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters for debriefing. Do you know what it means to be thwarted?
Mm-mm.
It means if someone stops your plans. So the bad guys, this invasion, right, they had planned on invading, which means they were trying to go someplace they should not have been. And their plans were stopped by the S.H.I.E.L.D. peoples, specifically. Oh. Dear, you okay? Oh, sorry, friends. Back to what I was saying. The S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, Natasha Romanoff and Clint Barton, who are Black Widow and Hawkeye. That's right. So they stopped these bad guys.
Okay, great work, Nick Fury said. You are definitely the best.
Black Widow and Hawkeye glanced at each other. They didn't know whom Fury meant.
That is, the best when you're working together, Fury added, giving them a stern look.
Black Widow and Hawkeye smiled at each other.
I think we can agree on that, said Black Widow.
Definitely, Hawkeye said. But can we still get breakfast? I'm hungry.
And that is
the end.
The end.